Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 124 of Report This Post, the podcast about bad posts and bad people. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Life's a garden, dig it.
And we are your hosts with the posts. Every week, Christian, myself, or a listener select a different topic and then find horrible posts for your listening pleasure. And this week's topic, as chosen by listener Jenny, is gardening.
Yahoo!
Gardening, what a fun time thing.
A hobby that you and I partake in to varying degrees.
For example, I do not partake anymore, and you partake a hell of a lot.
I do, yeah. To the point of stealing plants from empty lots near your house and planting them in my own yard. So,
yes, robbery of plants is what you do.
It's saving. Just walking, digging in the dirt on my knees, trowing, just surveying the area with a loaded handgun.
You dig with the gun. It's a multi-use tool, you know?
Planting seeds by just firing a shot into the ground and dropping it
That's
in.
That's right.
Kicking the dirt over top. Very good.
Now, we're going to assume that the listener, Jenny, who chose this, is in fact someone who is a fan of gardening.
I believe so. I believe that is why she went over to patreon.com and became a patron specifically to choose an episode topic of gardening.
A lot of folks are doing that these days. It's,
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
It's one of the most common things that's happening on the internet right now. That and stocks, apparently. Whatever the fuck that's about.
Who knows? Don't even care.
Now, Jenny, of note, she actually submitted a post for us to read.
That's right.
Or for her to read, depending on the timing of this whole thing, how it all shakes out. We'll see. Hey, what's going to happen now is we're going to go on to that part where the post is said, and either Jenny's going to read it to us via voicemail, or Christian's going to read it to us via his normal speaking voice. So let's find out right now.
So this one comes from Jenny that she found on R. MGTOW.
MGTOW. MGTOW. MGTOW. MGTOW.
Posted by user Holden Balzac. What's the worst thing you've seen a wife do to her husband? I was giving away some garden plants at a big yard sale. A 50-ish woman walked up, pulling her husband by the arm. He was maybe 60 years old, crying quietly, tears rolling down his face. She was spitting mad at him, her mouth pinched in anger. She said, "He's gone blind. The therapist says he needs a hobby like gardening." I suggested some lamb's ear. She said, "No, give me the cactus." It was a really sharp, spiny cactus. I was astonished. She wanted a cactus for her blind man. God help the man who has to depend on a cruel wife. Amen, brother.
What the fuck is this story? There's so much bizarre detail here that I'm not quite exactly sure what's going on. This guy's blind now?
The guy, yeah, so the husband's blind and the wife is going to get him into gardening, but instead of getting a soft plant like lamb's ear, she requests a cactus. So,
right, and this gentleman's theory is that she's doing this to punish the guy who
went
blind.
Because that's okay. That do be what women do, so just punish men. Almost constantly.
Well, certainly. In some cases, more than others, I would say. when I first saw the story, I was like, is it that, because it initially reads like, he went blind like right there.
Yeah.
Like, And she's like so pissed off at him for going blind.
Like, oh great.
It's not one thing, it's this.
Another fucking thing I have to deal with. We were supposed to go to Ross after this. Jesus Christ, now I got to deal with this.
And then later we're going to go look at stuff. But that's not happening. Can't do that no more. Yeah. Thanks, Jenny, for that one. And that's a nice early MGTOW for you fine folks. There might be another one later on. But in the meantime, we're going to get started with the posts that we selected.
Great. So I found a blog post simply titled Dead Cat Fertilizer. Came home from a trip on Monday to an ill omen, a dead bloody cat in our driveway. My guess is that it was hit by a car or killed by an animal. It had been there for at least 2 days and it stank. I had also had a rough leaf dogwood that I picked up last month in Tulsa and still need to be put into the ground. In the spirit of solving two problems with one hole, I buried the carcass in the spot where I wanted to put the tree. I dug the hole, put the cat's body inside, filled it with some soil, and placed the dogwood on top. This was a gruesome business, but the body needed to be disposed of and the tree needed to be planted. The hope is that the decomposition of the cat will benefit the tree. Updates to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And attached to this post is an image of the dogwood tree next to a wheelbarrow with the carcass of a very flat dead cat in it. And unfortunately, there's no updates to that on whether the cat fed the tree or not. So,
probably because it opened up a gate to hell, and then
little
demons came out and took him down. Here's the thing: when I see a extremely flat cat in my driveway, my thought isn't maybe an animal did this. Like you think like an elephant stomped on this cat in your driveway?
maybe a dog was backing out on his way to work and accidentally.
Yeah, it could, we could have two situations here. Yeah. Would this be a good fertilizer? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Maybe. It has a lot. It'd be very rich in nitrogen as it broke down. That's for sure.
Boy, howdy, wouldn't it?
Probably would be okay for it.
Okay.
Good way to get rid of, evidence of the cat you backed over that you found when you got home from vacation. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. So someone was just driving in his driveway, supposedly.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. Somebody when I was not here, ran over cat in my own driveway. Mm-hmm. What are the odds? Oh, well, I better post about it on the internet. And get rid of the evidence at the same time.
That's always the first answer to most things, right? this needs a post. Gardenstew.com is one of the biggest gardening forums around. Lots of boomers just having wonderful, charming conversations with each other. The internet the way it used to be, folks.
Sure.
For example, user Jerry Sullivan posted this thread, "Happy anniversaries to Cheryl. Roll out the cake, dish out the ice cream. It's Cheryl's wedding anniversary, and it's also her stewversary." Cheryl is a user, Cheryl AD, longtime contributor to Garden Stew, with over 12,000 posts.
Oof, mama mia.
Other old-timers comment stuff like this: "Cheryl, happy anniversary. As I'm sure your husband has told you many times, life wouldn't be nearly as much fun without you. That goes for us here on the Stew also. Happy double anniversary." Many other members said the same thing, and she came on and said this: "Thanks everyone for remembering me. Good news, I'm divorced now. But I'll always celebrate my stewversary."
Hey. Hey, fellas. Those DMs aren't going to send themselves.
Uh-huh.
Get cracking.
Yeah. Yep, that pussy ain't going to be fucked itself, right?
Good God, man.
Probably an ill omen, as our first poster said, for the wedding when you're on your anniversary, you're creating a profile on gardenstew.com. You want to do anything tonight? No.
No, I'm actually just going to go ahead.
I just found a forum.
No, it doesn't mean that it was the Oh, well, it could be. Okay, you're right. Any anniversary would be, would be incredibly strange.
No, I'm not saying it was on their wedding day. I'm saying it was.
She's posted up in the hotel room with her laptop.
She's like, gotta talk about this basil. I want to, when I get back home from this fat ogre this, I already hate.
This fucking thing I gotta do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's good. Well, it seems like she has some possibility over there. Fellas seem to like her on that their site, so good for her. Maybe she'll find the Mr. Who's Next over on GardenStew.com. What the fuck?
You could tell it's like an old-timer website when usernames are just full names.
Yep.
Just like
one name. Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry Sullivan.
Very good.
Like, oh, I just put in good. My full name. My password is my name, Jerry.
Good news, I'm divorced now. That's excellent. That's a good, that's a fun, cool. Well, there's a lot
of good news for everyone.
Not for everyone.
For some folks it is.
Not for her. So there's a lot of forums out there in the gardening community. And one of the granddaddies is Tomatoville, and it, which is run by a gentleman who goes by Mishka. And apparently, Mishka has a habit of banning people from his site that he doesn't agree with. Mm-hmm. Some folks were discussing that on another gardening forum where House of Oddity posted, I've been trying to get into tomatoville.com. When I try to go there, it redirects me to another place that has three images. I'm concerned because of the redirection. It's weird that some of the redirects have swastikas involved. I have four separate PCs that just can't access Tomatoville. It seems like an IP block, although I cannot imagine why. I really don't care, just as long as I don't have a problem with my machine. And user KC Tomato replied, sounds like Mishka's redirecting you. You must have said something or have been associated with something that irked him or certain members of their circle jerk. It doesn't have to be limited to something you said or did there. Apparently, a Tomatoville membership entitles Mishka and Co. to judge one's actions on the rest of the internet, too. Well, lo and behold, Mishka made an appearance and responded, if I need someone who's failed at life to talk trash about me, Keith, I'll be sure to ask you to chime in. Otherwise, how about you mind your own business and shut the fuck up, okay? Thanks. House of Odyssey, it's people like KC Tomato that make false accusations about people being banned without notification. He certainly had plenty of warning when I banned his sorry ass. He and his merry little band of claptrap trolled groupies take a perverse delight in doing that sort of thing, traversing the net, looking to create conflict, much like Leland Gaunt and the movie Needful Things.
What a pull. First of all, anyone that calls it the net is a 60 years old.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
At this point. And also references a Stephen King the movie version
from the 90s.
The forgettable movie of the forgettable book. yeah, this is boy, some guys really do have a power trip.
Oh, for sure.
When it comes to their forum administration. As Mishka should, because I'm looking at Tomatoville.com right now, they have 20,000 registered members,
oh, wow.
49,000 threads, and 750,000 posts total.
Wow.
So you really do need someone to get in there and do the damn work, you know? Someone's got to run it.
And and Mishka has stepped up to the plate on Tomatoville and everywhere else, it seems, as well. So
that's so sad. I've seen those forums, those kind of guys before.
Sure.
BeerAdvocate.com, craft beer website forum is famous. The guys that run that, they would you would get banned for comments you made on other websites about Beer Advocate.
So cool.
Which is awesome. Just truly fucking cool. Mishka joined the website in 2006. So he's been on there for a hot minute.
Yeah, just a little bit, huh?
Okay, cool. Jenny just tweeted at us to let us know that she will not be calling it. Great. Here's another from Tomatoville in a thread about GMO plants. User RX Keith said, "What I don't like about GMO foods is that companies like Monsanto that create them are like out of control gorillas that can do whatever they want with little oversight by impartial evaluators. If a problem is discovered, cross-pollination with conventional crops could make it difficult to eliminate the crop from the environment. We should have a choice not to have to eat GMO foods if we don't want to. Agribusiness seems to want to take away that choice, or at least make it difficult for us to determine if a food is GMO."
Uh-huh.
And user Double Helix responded, "This is a great subject. Unfortunately, it won't get heard here or just about any other message board. It has been my experience that people fear what they do not understand. The rabid hatred of GMOs is not unlike what I have seen with racism." Mm. "You could pretty much insert the N-word wherever you see the word Monsanto. You would not be able to tell that the post was not written during the race issues of the 50s.
Yeah, these goddamn N-word bananas just don't last as long as organic ones. I'm fucking throwing away three times a week.
Yeah. Bananas was an interesting choice for you.
There was the gorillas thing.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. Sure, yeah, okay.
Donkey Kong's banana horde. Yeah. Swapping out Monsanto for the N-word.
A fun game to do at home, folks, if you want to. Sure. Go on Twitter, type in Monsanto, and then sub it out yourself and see what kind of fun you can
have. Yeah, quote tweet it. Just replace Monsanto.
And be sure to tag us in every single N-word post you say so we can
enjoy that. So that Owen Geiger gets a wild hair up his ass someday to search the N-word and then like Harry Potter and then like retweet 25 of them at 2 p.m. on an afternoon.
I'm going to do that right now. Boy, nothing gets me typing faster than when I get that word out. Oh boy.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that later. But there's some good ones already. cool.
Great. Well, on the topic of racism, UK botanist and television personality James Wong faced a lot of backlash from people recently when he tweeted this out. "UK gardening culture has racism baked into its DNA. It's so integral that when you point out its existence, people assume you are against gardening, not racism." Epitomized, for example, by the fetishization and wild misuse of words like heritage and native. So some folks took that to say that every gardener was somehow racist, but a guy named Philip Pohl seemed to get what James was saying when he responded with this: "What it is, in black and white, is certain cultures like gardening more than others, but people are making rubbish up to fit their agenda. Incidentally, I don't like rap music, looting, or stabbing people. It's just my culture."
Yeah, he figured it out.
Yeah, he really did. Around the horn there, yep.
Sometimes you just need to lay it out in layman's terms, you know?
What's the thing you always say? You can't spell rap or crap without rap? That's
what I always say, yeah.
You got that T-shirt made with with a Tweety Bird on it for some reason. Yeah.
We did a hip-hop episode not too long ago, right?
Oh, it was a while ago. Yeah.
All right.
I will look it up to see exactly when it was, but I'm going to say it's longer than you're thinking it is.
Okay, well, look it up. You can find it on reportthispost.com. There's an episode list right there, plus a link to our store where you can buy a topic. You can join our Patreon.
Oh, my God. Episode 109.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. That's a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Several months.
A handful, a few.
Yeah, sure. That was recent. Yeah, that was like just... It was yesterday. We did it yesterday.
It seems like it sometimes, right? Doesn't it?
A gentleman posted this on his local community's Facebook page. "Well done to all the folks who have been busy manicuring their front gardens during this lockdown. Give yourselves a well-deserved pat on the back. The village has never looked better. Those who have not bothered, hang your heads in shame for letting us down. All you have to do is pull up that weed that you walk past every day."
Yeah.
God damn.
probably be able to do that if they hadn't blown their fucking brains out after being let go of their job of 35 years with no safety net, but go off. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, why would you say that part of the, just the first part is like, oh, well, wow, that's very sweet. Oh.
Yeah. Those who
hang
have not-
your heads in shame.
We are going to be publicly lynching everybody who hasn't weeded their garden bed starting next week. So get out there, folks. Let's start.
This is a classic HOA thing, right? I would say probably one of these assholes who wants everyone else in the neighborhood to have the same house and exact vibe that they have.
Yeah,
probably.
the Edward Scissorhands effect for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to take scissors and cut this guy's dick off. What do you think about that?
Why scissors? Seems like it'd be a lot of fucking work. Speaking of Facebook gardening groups, a lady posted this. I figured I could post this here and you all would understand my pain. I've had two plants go missing from my porch collection this week at two different times. It just hurts because, of course, it was two plants with sentimental value. It just sucks. I pulled all the other plants inside, and I still have a huge collection. It just sucks. I hope the thieves take care of these babies. And a gal named Shauna commented, there's a junkie who lives across from me, and she does that to everyone. So a bunch of folks asked why an addict would steal plants, so Shauna replied, she gives them to her mom, maybe saying sorry for what she's been doing and doing it all in front of her 13-year-old daughter, or maybe she sells it sometimes for a little $3 bag. Also, maybe her dealer has a wife or girlfriend who likes plants, and she switches plants for drugs.
All possible. Could have been avoided if you just didn't say it was a junkie that did it. You just said it was a person across the street. There's just no reason to even...
She's a big-time dope head. Just a real fuck-up.
it seems common from posts online that people steal plants out of yards.
Yes, very much so. Yeah.
Now, present company excluded, I've never met anyone that would even think about doing that.
I have watched my former mother-in-law dig up plants at Busch Gardens and put them into her purse.
I mean, it's right in the name. You know, the gardens. You pay all that money to get in.
You want to take something home with you. That's right.
That is absolutely insane to me. I don't know why, but I don't know. It'd be like if I was like, oh, this driveway has a cool bricks. I'm just gonna take one of them.
you just show up with like one of those like one of those bolted down chairs from like Burger King. You're like, yeah, that's good. You know what? This will look good at the bar in my house.
Yeah. Like, I understand taking a pint glass from the bar, I guess, but I don't know. Like, it's planted in the ground. like it's a part of the... All right.
You would be surprised. What do I people, folks, listeners, if you're looking to get into gardening and you see some plants you like, go and ask the person. They will probably give part of it to. They will give you, like, a cutting or something. You'd be very, very surprised. Somebody has a nice garden, they're going to want to get rid of shit. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and plants, you know what? They grow like weeds. Hey, speaking of all Facebook stuff, a woman posted this into a local church's Facebook page on their upcoming community gardening event. Hi, ladies. Since you're having a gardening class and I live with the master gardener, I wanted to tell you his secret. My husband has never used things like Miracle-Gro to make his plants thrive because the Lord's energy is even in the plants. My husband has always talked to them lovingly, and he is always saying to them, and whenever he has gone out in his garden, he always tells them how much he appreciates the joy that they bring him and how their growing makes him smile. He has always treated his plants with loving respect. You may think that this sounds ridiculous, but I'm here to tell you that wherever we have been, he has succeeded in growing everything he puts his mind to.
Very good.
Yep. So, it's... crazy hubby out there chatting away with his plants,
just muttering to himself. No pants on. Just dressed to the nines. He's got the bow tie on, the short sleeve shirt, the big sun hat. No pants. Socks.
He's in like year 30 of dementia.
And they're all silk flowers that he's just sticking, that she's, yeah, it's from the Dollar Tree. I did find out, though, that there's been a study done that did show plants will grow twice as fast if you talk to them, supposedly. And they reacted better to the sound of women's voices, actually. So I guess that's the only thing out there that likes to hear those broads chattering, huh? Am I right, folks, fellas?
That's 100% correct.
Damn.
Yeah, I would think that if there's any benefit to talking to your plants, it's because you're like, if you're out there talking to your plants, you're also probably taking care of the plants in ways that matter.
Yeah, you're probably right? You're probably more paying more attention to the plants than you normally would be. Sure. Yeah, I would say that's fair.
If you just walk out there, it's like, fellas, how we doing? And then like just walk back in, like just probably doesn't help.
Just taking your dick out and just blasting them with, hey, here you go. You thirsty?
Well, it's a little different than what I was saying, but yeah, sure. Yeah, do that too.
Folks, don't pee on your plants. There's too much nitrogen in that. That'll kill them.
Yeah, save that piss for my mouth, my greedy, thirsty little mouth. I'm a piss pig.
Piss pig freak. User throw away the squirrel posted in our gardening. I have officially declared war on the squirrels, and I am not taking prisoners. Mm. I have taken upon myself to rid my yard of squirrels. I bought a live trap and am drowning them in an old ice chest.
Oh my God.
Last year, I tried to have a truce by giving the squirrels their own feeding station and water. They still cause so much loss and heartache for me and my garden. So this year, it's serious. I'm drowning them because I can't discharge firearms in my neighborhood. I am also not releasing them somewhere else to potentially be someone else's problem. So far, I have caught and killed two. I wonder how many could be out there. It's on, squirrels, and about 20 exclamation points. And a now deleted user commented, in my area, you are free to trap and kill any nuisances that come into your yard and ruin plants and gardens. A friend of mine just trapped a raccoon a few weeks ago and drowned it in a pool.
God damn it. These people fucking love drowning these goddamn animals. They can't get enough of it.
Just taking the whole trap, the whole thing, raccoon and all, just like walking it over and tossing it into the above ground pool and then like walking away.
Like that's the most humane method these guys came up with?
Well, that's on that. That's done.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. For just like eating your flowers.
Yep. Well, yeah. Chewing up your pepper plants, though, boy,
that'll
piss you off, wouldn't it? Boy.
Yeah, so that's what you would want to do there. Isn't that why a lot of people plant like spicy stuff in their garden?
For deer, they'll keep deer away, but rabbits and stuff, supposedly rabbits don't like, but they'll eat it. They don't care.
Well, yeah, from what I understand, it's mammals that don't like it. So it's only mammals. So I would think rabbits, squirrels would be peeved by the jalapeno pepper.
Let's trap one and then just torture it with them. Just jamming jalapenos in there and see what it does.
Yeah, I waterboarded this possum for daring to enter my garden.
He ate all my zooks. Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch. Yeah.
Well, speaking of peppers, there was a story last year in California about a guy who tricked homeless people into doing what he called the, quote, spicy food challenge. Mm. But what he didn't tell them was that he laced the food with oleoresin capsicum, the main active ingredient in pepper spray. This story was shared onto a hot pepper gardening Facebook group with the headline, California man poisoned 8 homeless people so he could film their reactions. And here's a response from one of the fellas in that group. Poisoning my ass, it's a fucking joke, you bitch betas. Whiners like you are exactly why this country doesn't know what pot to piss in. And frankly, if you're dumb enough to take food from a stranger, then you are waiting for a Darwin Award, like life probably didn't have you on your way out of the gene pool as is.
God damn.
Bunch of Nancy's clamoring for that Social Justice Employee of the Second Award.
They give those out?
Yeah. Look, feel free to think like, okay, poisoning, is it really poisoning? It's more just, you know, kind of a, you know, it was spicy and he shouldn't have done it, but to be like, you fucking pussies, just let the guy fucking trick homeless people into eating his spicy food. What's wrong with you guys?
Yeah, you're like, really,
how are you defending this?
Yeah, that's the thing too, is that homeless folks, you know, they need to be more careful when they're taking food from people that are openly offering it to them. Mm-hmm. Like, they should know better, and they should also get a job. So mm-hmm. like, that's like,
filming the reactions of homeless people eating your spicy food is,
a new level. I mean, well, there was an age and time of bum fights. If you'll remember that,
I watched eons ago. I watched a lot of bum fights back in the day. That was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, so that used to be a big money maker back in the day. It was filming homeless people. Now what you do is you get a guy that kind of looks homeless, and then you pretend to give him like a Starbucks cup, and then like wrapped around it is like $500, and then you post about that online. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you have your wife and the fake homeless guy, the three worst actors in history, try and pretend that this was a real experience that was happening.
And then you find out and like that you're actually like wanted for like tax fraud as well. Wasn't that what happened to those people? That actually did happen. That was so funny.
Yeah, that was good. I think those people are all like in prison right now, probably rotting to death.
Enjoying their daily capsaicin treatments that they get from the prison guards. Great.
Yeah. Hey, when you're bending down to garden, make sure your butt's not exposed for prison rape.
There's a book that my dad had when I was growing up called "Don't Bend Over in the Garden, Granny. You know those taters have eyes."
That's what the fuck, man.
It's a book by Lewis Grizzard, and it like was just, it always was like on the bookshelf, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, even as a kid, I'm like, what the fuck? Oh man, national bestseller. Good for him. Oh my god.
Yeah, let me look at this. Okay, one of these. Okay.
Yep.
This was back in the day when there was just like humorists that existed, right? Just what's his name? Dave Barry, that kind of guy?
This is very much in the same wheelhouse as Dave Barry, yep.
Just like doughy Midwestern guys.
40-year-old guy with like the worst haircut you've ever seen, making like the soy face on the front of a book. And it's just, like, and the title's like, what, me?
Yeah.
Number one bestseller.
Yeah. Yeah, author of "When My Love Returns from the Ladies' Room, Will I Be Too Old to Care?" Like, and just the saddest fucking people would read these books and just titter. They would just titter so goddamn much.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Checks out for my father. Yep, for sure. Oh yep. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm glad we went on that. All right. So Likey Mikey tweeted this one out, speaking of dads. "My dad likes gardening. Pretty sus, but he'd be making the backyard look better."
Yeah.
Female trait. It is. Ladies and gentlemen. thinking like you're sitting in your room watching your dad garden, you're like, I don't know, is my dad gay?
Yeah.
Just out there weeding. Like, ah.
Yeah, it's like, it's, I mean, I, you know, if he's wearing, you know, the sun hat with the sundress on, like, okay, you might have an argument, but he's probably in just like, what, dirty overalls and a flannel of some sort.
Like a Milwaukee Tools shirt with 3 million holes in it, yeah.
So, a different kind of gay. So, maybe Mikey's on to something.
Folks, every father is secretly gay, is what we're trying to say out there. So.
Some of them present company included, are not so secret. Okay. Now, a gentleman named Food Friend posted this in Our Gardening. I'm furious, so I put this sign up. It's a little forward, but I know we've all been there. The sign reads, "Dear Garden Thief, the way you cut my shard has killed the plant and damaged another. In the future, ask. I share. Stealing from my garden steals from my belly. Unwanted trespassers will be fired upon." And user Ferdinand responded, "If I saw a sign like that, I would report you to the police. I happen to take uttering violent threats very seriously. There is ample precedent of people really shooting someone for reasons like this, e.g. road rage. You clearly have no sense of proportion." Diamond 3 said, "Get your rocks off being a tattletale, I see." To which Ferdinand replied, "No, I get my rocks off trying to prevent violence."
To each their own, I personally get my rocks off by jacking my dick until cum shoots out.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
I said no to that. It's kind of an out there thought, but maybe you should... I suggest everybody out there tries it at least once. Everybody should jack their dick until a little piddle of cum blops out of the end of it.
They're not called out there thoughts. They're called sex workers now.
Pretty good.
So... this is great, like the idea of like reporting someone to the police for having a no trespassing sign, right. Like every fucking, like there's 700 houses within a mile of me that say like trespassers will be shot, or like they're there to be like just don't, please stay out of my goddamn yard. Like,
well, you can buy like those, you know,
you get them at Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart, like, or Cracker Barrel, where it's like, we don't call the cops. You know, and it's just like the front side, like a drawing of the front of a gun, like down the barrel of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So calling the police on that is very funny. It's like, the officer, the house across my street, it says, warning, there's an angry dog that lives here. Those are dangerous. He's threatening me with his dog.
Now, what do you want me to do about it? What exactly would you like me to do?
Please shoot the dog.
Well, the cops will be like, "Oh, well, okay. I haven't done that yet this week, so I
kind of..." What kind of dog? Pitbull? Oh, we'll be there in 5 minutes. Maybe there could be some stray fire at the pitbull owner.
User Clo102090 posted this to Reddit. COVID-19 MGTOW project.
MGTOW. 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 MGTOW.
What's up, fellas? When the country went on lockdown, I just started to start a survival garden. I live in a major city, and it was hard to find the space for the garden. I eventually negotiated with an elderly neighbor to use his front lawn area for the garden in exchange for vegetables. Taking care of this garden has been extremely rewarding for me, and I recommend every guy here to start growing something. And Cockramer1211 replied, "One benefit of growing a garden is that being outside and having your hands in the earth helps to strengthen your individual immune system. This is the exact opposite effect compared to those who isolate themselves. Our immunity to most viruses is only about 3 to 5 months at most, so if you isolate and social distance enough like good little subjects, you will be weakening yourself. Herd immunity is built up and made stronger together, not isolated. The rate of infections seem to be going higher now, but don't believe it. They are doing way more testing, and they're discovering that most people have already been exposed and they have the antibodies already. That means that the danger of the virus is low, and getting lower every day now. Just quit being afraid. Stop listening to government experts who are really only experts at keeping their own jobs and getting their own budgets increased every year." And the OP responded, "Yeah, my post had nothing to do with how dangerous or real the virus was. It's more about a project that has kept me busy."
I love that. It's like, okay. Just want to talk about plants.
Okay. Can I please just talk about plants?
Yeah. I'm going to guess that guy said most of that stuff verbatim in about 1,000 different posts.
Yep. He just copied it and just changed the intro. You know, watching WWE wrestling is just like it ups your immunity to the virus.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, a lot of stuff like that in MGTOW. And all the red pill stuff, because the red pill isn't just that women are bitches. It's also that everything else that's going on is also bad. So, yeah, that makes sense. So, 2 MGTOWs in an episode, folks. It's been a while. Enjoy it. That'll shut you little piggies up.
No, it won't.
Found this on R Gardening. I took a cutting from my dad's house a few days before he lost his battle to cancer on December 30th. Mm-hmm. Before he passed, him and I spoke extensively about him reaching out to me from the, quote, other side. And after he died, this is one of many of the signs that he has given me since then. And attached is a picture of a leaf from the garden with what looks to be a heart-shaped hole in the middle. So, very touching. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a response from user Rooster in Flight. Sorry for your loss, but damage to a plant isn't indicative of anything except for disease or parasites. Someone explained that this is pretty insensitive, and user Bullshit to Go responded, is it? This isn't the place for superstitious nonsense. Plant parasites are not, quote, messages from the other side. Leave that sob story karma-whoring crap in our picks where it belongs.
Nice.
And someone pointed out that this is an interesting phenomenon that happened in the cutting of a plant, so it's relevant to the subreddit. And user David J. Mehmet responded, it's not a phenomenon, it's a pest and disease. If this subreddit is going to allow religious nonsense and pseudoscience, I'm out of here.
Seems like a really cool place to hang out. Yeah. What can I say? Nowhere is safe from these kind of scoldy guys, huh?
Yeah, these fucking pedantic little creeps. Like, it's just the whole, like, oh, you're just doing this for karma. You're just want people to pay attention to you. I was like, well, yep, that's...
Isn't that why we're all here?
That's why everyone on Reddit is posting the shit they're posting. And that's the point of the website. I'm assuming when you ask a question on there, you want people to see it and respond to it, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Cool. Lots of fun. Folks, if you want superstitious nonsense, head over to R Gardening. They have a whole bunch of it, apparently, based on this one post.
Very cool. Well, a lady named Patsy went to a gardening hint and tip group on Facebook for advice. My neighbor planted a yucca plant in my front yard 15 years ago without asking me. Okay. It is under my treasured pink crabapple tree. I dig it out every year and it always comes back. I would put a weed killer on it, but I don't want to kill my 28-year-old tree. Any advice on how to get rid of it? And another lady named Sheila replied, make the neighbor dig it up.
You lucked out there.
Make the neighbor dig it up, then bury them both. That got 11 ha-ha reacts on that. But she later added, I'm not kidding. So, yeah.
These damn diggers, huh? Awfully bold of the neighbor to just plant something in your front yard without, like, I feel like there's something missing here. You know, is it one of those where it's like, you know, half an inch across the line or whatever?
Right. Well, it sounds like it's right under the tree, which would probably be pretty well into the yard. So,
Hard to say. Yeah, I don't know. But that's still very funny. It just every year just keeps
just every year up. Digging up and then yeah, then
like no one there's no conversation about that or anything. Like, huh, well, she keeps digging my plant up every year and then throwing it away. Oh well.
Wonder what that's all.
Well, not gonna think too much about it. I am just a lousy digger after all.
Okay.
So, a woman went to a gardening group on Facebook to talk about her sunflowers. Something apparently ate the heads off the damn things, so she wanted to know if the plants were still salvageable. Well, here's an interesting response. Take a look around. Can you not see the sorrows that are happening everywhere throughout the world, and you're worried about sunflower tops? Are you kidding me? Are you of this world or in it? So many people have lost direction with their surroundings and what is actually happening in this world, and the only thing is materialism. Mm. By God, I pray you are forgiven. And so many people have lost their entire life savings due to this pandemic, homes, financial comfort and peace, and you're worried about sunflower heads. This disgusted in me how many Americans can be so self-indulgent in their own self-pity. May God have mercy on your soul.
And this was posted in a gardening group, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Just someone just absolutely losing it. It has like 12 tabs open just like tracking the virus or whatever. And just reading horrible stories and then accidentally clicks this and is just like, why isn't everyone just talking about this thing?
Get your heads out of your ass, you jack.
Jackanapes.
Can't even go to the damn gardening group anymore, folks. It's not safe. Yeah. Everybody has their agenda. The deep state, whatever.
Yeah. The deep soil.
From our Wicca, Lady Dragon 88 asked, a witch's garden? I want to start a little herb garden with useful things for magic. Any suggestions? And Koranian replied, don't do what I did. I looked up every plant that could be used in either a poison or toxin that wasn't illegal for a person to own and made a garden out of them. Though I loved my little plants, when we had my daughter, I had to give the whole garden a culling. It was a sad, sad day.
That's curious what the purposes were.
Yeah, just happened to put a poison garden together just on a whim as a witch. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an interesting story there. I'm not sure what, though. Wiccan gardening, I'm picturing like, for some reason, I don't know why, but I'm picturing like Alice in Wonderland where they're like painting the flowers red, but they're painting them black, you know? Like real gothy type flowers in the garden.
Sure.
Can you get some good just straight up black flowers? Are those a thing?
Sure, yeah. There's all sorts of black flowers and just black plants in general. Black elephant ears are cool. So
those are black?
They are types that are black, yeah.
Okay, because I got them and they're not black.
Not the ones you have, no.
Okay, I'm looking at them now. They're kind of like, they're dark. I wouldn't say black necessarily, but I can understand why you would think that. And that's fine. Look, hey, we all have eyes. And they do different things sometimes, you know?
Okay, where are you going?
Found a thread on datalounge.com, which is kind of like 4chan, but exclusively for gay guys to post anonymously about gossip and shit. But they also have more general talk, like this thread. Has anyone ever hired a gardener? I don't mean a landscaping company that comes and mows your lawn once a week, but an actual gardener who knows something about plants. I am overwhelmed by a large, complicated yard with too many weeds. I can't keep up, and also got a bad case of chiggers in one of the corners. I would like someone to come once a week and help me. How do you find such a person? And a guy offered his experience. We have a live-in gardener. He's the partner of our chauffeur, who also has been doing most of the housekeeping since the pandemic, and we're not going out much. Sweet fellows, they live in the garage, like in the movies. There's plenty of work for him to do because we have a small orchard and a big vegetable garden as well as the ornamental spots. But another guy said this.
Okay.
Yeah? You want to talk about that? Okay, so another guy said this. Go to your local Home Depot parking lot. There you'll find a gaggle of Mexicans who are expert gardeners, which I think is an adorable sight.
Okay. You really got the two ends of the spectrum on this one. Yeah,
you have a living gay guy gay from the 1960s with his chauffeur's boy servant. Like, what the hell is this?
My living chauffeur and his partner, who is, I guess, our gardener now, due to the pandemic. Hey, sailor, how about you come back to my place, get your hands dirty? Okay. Got that fucking ascot on.
Ascot's on. And just like always has like a martini glass, like, no matter where he is. It's just in his hand.
Constantly spilling liquid out of it, but it's still always full somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just an absolute beautiful dandy. And then you have the just go grab some fucking Mexicans. Just whatever. Oh, I love it.
That's so good.
I hate that this is anonymous. I would love to be able to find out more about this chauffeur having motherfucker.
That is too bad that it is. Oh. That is something really strange. Got two living indentured servants.
Yeah.
But don't worry, they're in love. They're getting a deal out of it, too.
Yeah. Fun. Real good stuff there.
Cool. This one's from Cora. Somebody asked, do you dislike hobby gardening? And a lady named Kate Venus answered, yes, let me explain why. I find nothing enjoyable about it. It is not relaxing. It's not therapeutic. Not even the pretty flower at the end. By the end, I want to douse both the yard in fuel, light a match, and watch it burn. It causes physical pain. Always has, even when I was a kid. Now that I'm almost 30, both of my wrists and spine just love to remind me that this is how much it hurts to have early stages of arthritis. Imagine what it's going to be like in about 10 years' time. Allergies. Even on the highest dose of meds, my nose will run like a tap, clog, and sneeze. And don't get me started on how much I itch when I mow the lawns. Sunburn and heat stroke. I live in Australia. There is no safe time to garden. Even sunrise has a high UV, so you gotta slip and slop and slap. That just works wonders for coating dirt everywhere. Bugs, spiders, hornets, bees, wasps, ants, plus the non-aggressive ones. No thanks. Both yards are huge, therefore this takes a long time. Time I don't have. And it's not even my garden. It's my dad's, and he loves his garden, but he can't tend to himself anymore, so I do it. That means I can't change it. I'm also too broke to hire a gardener.
Jesus Christ. Why are you saying all this? Why were you typing this all out? I don't get it. Like, nope, I don't like gardening. Not my thing. Okay. Fantastic. Why is that even a question?
Do you guys hate gardening? There's two schools of thought with gardening. There's gardening for vegetables and like food production, and then there's gardening for like pleasure, as like growing flowers and stuff. So people in the like food production side think that's a waste of time because you're not getting anything out of it.
Oh.
That's what hobby gardening is. Hobby gardening is like growing flowers and...
Yeah, sure. That seems like a stupid thing to care about.
Sure, yeah, but they got to get upset about something. Yeah. So, might as well be that, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. You got to be pissed off no matter what about something.
At all times.
Even if you're a fruity little cucumber grower... You still gotta be pissed off. You gotta be real fucking peeved.
I'm a cucumber grower, not a shower.
That's correct, yeah. That actually works. Congratulations. User Cartridge Rising posting a thread titled Any Garden Plans for the Spring on stormfront.org.
Oh no.
You guys have a plan on how to use all the veggies from your garden? The problem I usually get is I end up with a boatload of one thing like tomatoes or lettuce. I have a hard time eating what I grow. It would be nice to come up with a smarter plan for using what is produced. User Augustus Antioch responded, Have you considered crop sharing with other whites in the area? If we're going to stand together, we need to be watching each other's backs. Are you prepared to make the sacrifice of assisting your aware white neighbors? Or are you Good happy God. Just to provide for yourself? To quote someone I never thought I would, but he speaks as well as his old man, what are you doing for others of your race? He, of course, is paraphrasing one Martin Luther King Jr., which is not what I expected on
Storm. I mean, the guy had some ideas. I don't agree with him being alive in any sense of the word.
But when it comes to gardening,
hey, he had some stuff. Yeah, just just putting on your extra veggies out by the street with a little sign that says "free" and then in parentheses like "whites only." yeah, that'll work. Go ahead and do that. That'll be good.
Just like going to like your neighbor's house, like, hey man, I was like, hey Mark, how you doing? I was like, pretty good, David's going. He's like, well, I got some lettuce here I've been growing. I was like, oh nice. He's like, well, and because you're white, I figured you could love to share some. What's that? Pardon? Yeah, I'm just helping because out my you're white, white neighbors. Yeah. I want my white neighbors to have lettuce. Okay.
Wow, that was weird. What was that?
Man, the man grows a damn good iceberg, though. You got to give him that.
Real fresh, real fresh. Mm-hmm.
No black elephant ears in that guy's yard.
Okay. Man. This one's from our relationship advice. Last week, my girlfriend and I were arguing about some financial decisions. Like she always does when an argument has drained her for the day, she sighed, rubbed her eyes, stood up and kissed my cheek, and said she was making some tea and asked if I wanted some before bed. For whatever reason, I didn't accept it that night. I asked her to sit down so we could continue. I was sick of arguing and wanted to push through until it was over. She responded that she was done and that I'm welcome to come to bed whenever I'm ready. She put my tea on the table in front of me and took hers to the bedroom. Something in me snapped. Instead of having tea, I started drinking. She has this room in the back of our house that she has put a lot of time and money into. It's her plant room. It has always been her special place. Her career is pretty demanding. At the end of the day, she is often looking to escape somewhere. It's probably her favorite space. The walls literally look green because she has so many plants. So I snapped. I literally do not know. I backed my truck up and put every plant in the room in the back. And then I took them to a pond a few blocks away from our house and dumped them in. I was still drinking. Amazingly, I didn't crash my new truck. Then I passed out on the couch. The next morning, I got up not remembering a lot until I saw through the open blinds sitting in the empty room. I immediately ran out there. My stomach hurt thinking about what I did. Her eyes were so wide and full of tears. She kept taking these shaky breaths and looking around like she was seeing it for the first time over and over. I told her I'm sorry. She asked what happened. I told her. She asked, my great-grandma's ivy too? I said yes. She did this little sob thing. It was really quiet. Ever since then, my best friend is gone. She goes to work and comes home and sits in the empty room and looks out the window. She looks sad every night. I miss her. I miss making tea for us before bed. I just miss all of the little ways she made my life complete. She was the most full of life I've ever seen a person. She drifts past me like a ghost when she's near. She doesn't kiss me or return my affection. I want to restart building her room, but I don't even know where to start. Please, Reddit, help me. If there is any hope for me to get my best friend and hopefully future wife back, I need help. This person came back and gave an update. I appreciate everyone's comments, even though most of them were along the lines of, fuck you, asshole. I want to say I don't disagree with you. At your suggestion, therapy is my first priority tomorrow. Unfortunately, most of you have accurately predicted the outcome of my relationship, which is that it is no longer existent. I will still be doing everything I can to make it right for her.
Yeah, that is a hard to reason with that move, huh?
She's like, I'll show you. Oh, you don't want to argue with me? Well, how about I take all these plants you've been raising in the back of my truck and throw them into a pond?
Oh, you're an extremely nice person who just wants to have a save this discussion for a later date and have make tea for me and settle down in bed and have a charming little evening together. Well, fuck you, bitch. Who the fuck do you think you are? Yeah, I would say this is probably the best thing that ever happened to this lady.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, she got out easy. I mean, on the grand scheme of things, she got out easy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he types everything so like calmly and not like very black and white, explains what happened without really sounding too guilty.
Throwing it, hey, look, I was drunk. I was driving drunk, you know.
Look, I was driving. I was just on, you know, I put all the plants in there. I was going to go give them to a charity, but, you know.
Saw the pond and I was like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, that'll be too. This is a pond full of fucking plants and dirt just floating.
The
in
ivy from her great grandmother that we can only assume is dead. Dead as a doornail. Yep.
Deader than the old great granny herself, no doubt. She's picking on that ivy in heaven now, isn't she? Do you pick ivy? Is that a thing, or you just look at it?
mostly just gross.
It is pretty fucking dumb. Fuck ivy. You know what? I'm back on board with this guy. Fuck this ivy shit. So I found this post on Tumblr from user 800 dick pics, like a phone number, who's a bio reads 21-year-old femme dyke poly black indigenous they/G.
So,
always a fan of that combo. Why are so many of y'all whites, LGBT, and leftists so like fake into permaculture? Why don't you actually want to break down how horrible how Western farming and food cultivation is? How are you going to say you're going to be an anarchist or commie farmer but grow food just like all these white-ass industrial monocultures? But, oh, it's somehow different when it's on a small scale? The way white people grow food is not sustainable, and it's not any more cute when you turn it into this cutesy aesthetic of, I'm going to be a white lesbian growing food for just me and one other person, like my white wife, on land we stole and also grow my white-ass food in the same land-destroying ways my colonial family did. Don't worry, I'm not a colonizer. I'm a gay communist. I can never do any wrong anymore, right? When white leftists start supporting native and indigenous and non-Western farming practices, when y'all start buying food from farmers of color, when y'all give back millions of acres and dollars you made off that stolen land y'all use for farming, when y'all accept that the way you grow food cannot be unaffixed from the mass killings and displacement of native populations, when y'all white lefties realize that you were the last people who needed to be farming right now, then we can talk.
Yep.
That thing was liked over 11,000 times.
That is insane. Tumblr. Yeah.
It was like, man, I just like bell peppers. Can I please just grow bell peppers in my yard?
Now see a woman with oversized round glasses and bangs read that and then immediately went outside and started smashing all her tomato plants because she's like, they're right.
Yeah.
They're right. I have no right to do this.
Well, she probably did it to like her dad's garden. And he was like, what the fuck? He's like, well, there was a post online that said this is racist that you have...
You're growing it in a white man. You're growing plants in a white manner, and he's like, "What?
You're colonizing your backyard?" I don't know. It's pretty good. It's like, well, because it wasn't your backyard, like, you know, 400 years ago. So I think it's bad that you're growing plants there now.
I know we've talked about it, but you really need to move out. Like, tomorrow. You need to be done tomorrow.
Good shit.
God. Love to see it, folks. Really good. User Stop the Presses went to our No Stupid Questions to Ask. Would semen make a good plant fertilizer or menstrual blood for that matter? And Lasik2485 replied, I don't know about semen, but I've tried menstrual blood. I know it sounds disgusting, but plants that are almost dead will rebound in a matter of days after watering with some mixed in. Others that haven't flowered in years started to. The stuff is a miracle. I moved across the states and wouldn't dream of asking a friend to help supply more, so now I'm curious if semen will do something similar. So, where was this person just getting menstrual blood from in the first place?
Well, I have a possible answer.
Yeah?
They're a woman.
you look them up?
No, I'm just going to guess. Why wouldn't
it be a woman? Why wouldn't they be able to get it now, though?
She's now a menopausal. Yeah. Let's say got into a bus accident and lost the lower half of her body. Let's go with that one.
All the good parts, huh?
The only parts that matter. Now, apparently...
Not a woman.
Watering your plants with menstrual bloods actually seems to be a common thing.
It's not unheard of, yeah, but...
common's maybe the wrong word, but it's not that crazy, apparently.
I don't think you want to be jacking off into your plants. Plus, that would stink after a while, wouldn't it?
And your plants would hate it. Now, if you can aim it into a Venus flytrap's mouth and say, "Swallow it, you little whore," then yeah, I think you should do that, because that would be pretty funny. But just on like a tulip. I don't think so. That's gay. That's gay to do that. It's straight to do it into a Venus flytrap.
Just bukkaking a Venus flytrap.
Someone's like coming over. Is like, oh, what the hell is wrong with your Venus flytrap? It looks, it's like got this brown crust on it.
Yeah, I've been feeding it something new.
Yeah, it's not really working out. Are you supposed to use flies? Like, well. Not go went a different direction. User I am Little Johnny posted, "I grew a garden in our crippling alcoholism." No. Well, not really. I just started soaking beans a few days ago because I was going to cook, and now the beans are sprouting. And I'm not pretending that I will cook anymore. I'm just going to leave them until it smells bad, and then I throw it out the window. But it still seems nice to see these plants trying to live, even if they are doomed. Poor little fucking beans, they never had a chance, and it's not their fault. A deleted user said, "You eat those beans right now. People actually buy equipment and go through ordeals to get their beans to sprout. Supposedly increases nutritional value and reduces gassiness." And the OP responded, "Nah, I'm not gonna cook. I already fucked up a $20 pork roast recently, and I have been down this road before. My cast iron pot has been in my fridge for the last 6 months since the last time I made beans and rice. I tried to clean it, but just ended up spreading the rust around and ruining my last sponge. I still have a rack of ribs in the fridge recently defrosted, and my last hope is that I'll cook those before they go bad. But really, I'm just going to throw them out since I'm a total drunken mess right now."
Whew. Holy moly.
Man, let me tell you something, I've been a drunken mess before, but never enough to not cook ribs. And certainly not enough to put a cast iron in the fridge for months on end. Good God.
6 months.
That is insanity.
Started soaking beans a few days ago. Long enough that they began sprouting underwater.
And you just throw them out the window.
It's like such like a what are you sitcom doing? Thing. It's
what
like,
do you even just leave that part of the counter empty? Like, what's the difference?
Oh my God,
that's cool.
Just like doing like the Victorian era bedpan out the window thing with a bunch of beans.
Yeah. Well, then maybe if they land in grass outside, maybe they'll
grow a
bean tree. They're called, or is it a bean stalk? Hey,
stocks. Everybody's talking about that online. Lady went to a houseplant Facebook group to get some help with a plant she was trying to root. "What happened to my Monstera cutting I was propagating? Smells foul. Could it be the pasta water I put it in? Please don't make fun of me for an honest mistake by a newbie. I'm trying, LOL." And the most uprated via ha-has and thumbs up comment was from a lady named Amber. "Use regular water."
Hmm. Huh.
Stunning. There's stunning an idea. Turn event. Just make a pasta and you're like, I'm just going to save this water and stick a plant in it. And I wonder why it smells like absolute shit and there's mold all over everything.
Hmm? Yeah. Might as well, like, yeah, make your coffee with that water, too, while you're at it.
I think I've actually seen somebody do, what they did is they put the pasta into the basket of the coffee maker.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's real good. Make tea with it, you know.
You're supposed to save some of it for the sauce, right? Like, you're supposed to save some of it for the gravy.
What is, Kara, this lemonade's kind of weird.
It's a little something off with the starchy. Lens. I made it with pasta water.
Yeah, my grandmother's secret. She's she's not from Italy, but it's her old country.
She also had dementia for the entire time I was been alive. Yeah. So
yeah, she got it from the old country of just outside of Asheville, North Carolina. So, a woman posted this on the Am I the Asshole subreddit. I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I've got quite the green thumb, and because of that, I have a very beautiful garden, which I've been working on for years. My niece has been staying with me for the past while, and she has a dog named Snow. The one condition was to keep the dog away from the backyard to avoid mistakes. Snow could play around the front yard and the house, don't really care, but not the back. Now, my niece left town for 2 weeks, and she asked me to take care of Snow while she was out, and I agreed. The problem is that she forgot to close her bedroom window, so within the first 5 hours that she left the house, I came outside to find my garden a mess. I don't know what that dog was doing, but he knocked my pots and stands over, dug out half of my plants, and just ruined my garden. Frankly, I don't want to take care of the dog anymore, so I called her to tell her what happened and asked her to make arrangements for Snow to leave immediately. She said she'd call her friend and they'll come by the next day. Waited 2 days and this friend finally came, but just to check Snow out first and then left to prepare. Another day passed and then another with no return. Constantly messaged my niece and asked her what was going on, but she simply left me on read. Fine, waited another 2 days and now I was becoming bitter, staring at the dog that ruined my garden. So I messaged my niece again and told her I'm giving her 12 hours to either arrange someone to get Snow or I'll give him away. Again, she didn't respond and just read my message, so after the time passed, I grabbed all his thing and took him over to a church friend and left him there. After 2 days, my niece finally messaged me saying her friend was coming the next few days. I told her that I gave him away and switched off my phone to avoid that conflict until she cooled down. I'd given her ample time and she never responded. I told my neighbor about this earlier today, and she said that she thinks I wasn't an asshole, but could have handled it better. Well, everyone else called her an asshole, in fact, for
yeah, no shit.
Giving the dog away.
Good Lord in heaven. That's psychotic. That is psychotic. But on the other side of it is the niece just completely like ghosting her.
Whatever.
Like, yeah, somebody's gonna be tomorrow, 6 days later. Yeah, somebody's coming in a couple days to get your shit together, lady. Just fucking have a friend comes over, checks the dog out, and then it's like, I gotta think on this a little bit.
Yeah, I don't understand what that part's
kicking
about.
The tires on it, like,
it's a dog.
Yeah, just kind of doing rubbing the chin thing, you know. Boy. Yeah, that is psycho shit, though.
You just you don't give away a family member's dog, I would say, right?
Nope, not good.
You kill it.
You back it over in the car, and then you plant a tree on top of it, folks.
Then you like say, "Look, it's a beautiful garden in memory of your dog
that ran away while you were gone."
Mm-hmm.
Great. Someone posted this thread to their weird, horny alt Twitter account with an anime avatar.
Great.
I had two tasks lined up for today, some gardening and some cleaning. I took my meds in the morning, and while waiting for them to kick in, I decided to masturbate. And that's how I lost my entire fucking day, masturbating. God damn it. I managed to do both tasks in the end, in a scramble to use the last 2 hours the Ritalin was going to have any effect for. I succeeded, but after doing everything and taking a shower, it's now 9 p.m. and I haven't eaten anything all day. Fuck. Turns out if I'm left alone, I can't do fuck all and end up jerking off all day instead of anything even remotely useful.
Weird. Can't imagine. Seems really crazy to me that that would happen to somebody. Yeah. So no gardening, no cleaning, just jerking off, right?
That's, yeah.
Just for an entire day?
For 7 hours, yeah.
Yeah, I would mix something else in there, I would say, right?
Maybe a nap?
Yeah. Maybe food? Maybe water? How about some good old-fashioned video games or something fun, right?
You can also depend. You know, those cutscenes in those new video games, folks, they're pretty long. Mm-hmm. You can probably squeeze one off while Master Chief is talking about the Reach or whatever. You kids are playing these days. I don't know.
Yeah, that game's 40 years old. A Halo episode topic would be a lot of fun.
That would be very fun. Mm.
Never played it.
Not one second. I've only played the second one.
Interesting. This is a callback to a previous episode from this week, the bonus one.
Yep.
Good God. So I found a place in Louisville called Jesse Bartholomew's Memorial Garden. And the garden was started by Jesse Bartholomew's ex-boyfriend. What should be noted here is that Jesse Bartholomew is not dead.
Okay.
Never even got close to it. So this guy just made a community garden in memory of the woman who dumped him. Well, some people got wind of this and started giving the garden 1-star ratings on Facebook. And the gentleman made a big post about it. I guess I need to make a public statement. As you all know, Jesse is alive, and this is and has always been a living memorial. If that was ever unclear, you didn't read, nor did you ask about the installation. It's been posted about for years now, and it will be here for as long as I enjoy planting plants and raising animals. A number of shallow normies who miss that this is an art piece in the evolutionary and bio art branches because they were busy sucking daddy's dick for some money and credibility they couldn't earn on their own 2 stems are spending the day bombing the ratings on this page as if that also isn't an homage to what I've come to expect from her circles. Jessie is stunning, and her family has made her successful. She was important to me. I don't make a dollar off of this. It makes me happy. This place was and has always been a philosophical exhibition of love, and to my surprise, continues to yield unpredictable and flaring emotional dividends from the public. I don't make art for money. I make it so I exist. That's how I legitimize art. That's why she loved me in the first place. Your ratings mean nothing. Clearly.
Yeah. When you say that you're... You don't make art for money. That means whatever you do is really, really bad. Yeah. It's just terrible to look at.
Yeah, you don't hear that when someone's making a shitload of money. So he just made a garden in memory of a girl that dumped him because he still thinks she's stunning.
Yep.
And her family made her successful? I don't know what that means, but
there's some weird backstory to that one for sure. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening, dude, she's not coming back. You can let it go. Cause that ship has sailed, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's over, friend. She's probably very upset that this thing is happening. So, can't blame her.
Very good. Well, a now deleted user posted in our legal advice. A pumpkin from our neighbor's garden is growing into our yard. The pumpkin is on our side of the fence. Is the pumpkin our property or the neighbor's property? The roots of the pumpkin plant are in the neighbor's soil, but the vine grew through the fence, causing the pumpkin itself to be on our side of the fence, separating our properties. There is only one pumpkin that grew through the fence. Could we take the pumpkin on our property, or is it legally our neighbor's pumpkin? And last of the Yage commented, I think it's legally your neighbor's pumpkin. However, it is trespassing. Your remedy is to cut the pumpkin off and toss it back over the fence.
It's trespassing?
The pumpkin is trespassing. It's the great trespassing pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Shoot him.
Is that what you do with trespassers? Is you cut them off and toss them over the fence? Is that the common thing you do there?
Just chop them in half with a broadsword. Yeah, that's right.
That is interesting. I don't know. What do you think?
I would just take the pumpkin and not fucking mention it to anybody.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. Because I'm assuming there's going to be more than one pumpkin.
Yeah, yep. More than likely.
You said there's only one that grew through the fence.
Yeah, so that would in theory, would mean that there are others on the other side of the fence.
I seem to recall as a little kid, there was like an orange tree that was like in the neighbor's yard, but the branches would go into our yard and we would just pick oranges off of it because, of course, right?
Sure.
Like, they're not going to come into our yard to pick those oranges. So,
hey, you guys mind passing those over here to us? Like,
can you imagine the person that would get like pissed off, right? Like, hey, kids, get off my tree.
Yes, I can. I can't imagine people would do that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's a good point. In fact, we've probably heard from some of those people in this very episode, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Well, this will be the last post on gardening. Thanks again to Jenny for picking this topic. Someone on Facebook asked, what should I plant in my garden this year? And this gentleman responded, plant an antivirus cancer-killing plant. Also these, loving kindness, faith, hope, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, and the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Plus the knowledge of Christ Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Some flowers, too, would be nice.
Jesus. So. Can I get all that stuff at Home Depot? Or is that like a special order? Because that's, man.
Man, I just don't want to hear about Christ Jesus right now. I just want to...
I just want to dig in the dirt, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, that's too bad. But good for him, good for them, good for gardening. But let's talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, which is next week's episode.
Next week I'll report this post. Next week I'll report this post. Next week I'll report this post. More of the same old shit.
Christian, what is next week's episode's topic?
Choo-choo, it's model trains.
Yeah, yee-haw. That doesn't work. Yeah, model trains. Never dabbled at all in them. But just today I was looking at some posts and I was like, man, I could really fall into this thing, no problem. Big time.
I had one growing up and it is a lot of fun.
It really is. It looks so cool. The problem is I have no room or money, so.
What you do is you build it along the top of the wall. Mm. You put it like 8 inches below the wall. You put like a shelf and then you have it run through your entire house. My uncle had that going on. That was cool. But he also had it set up where it like went through the kitchen and like he would like put beers in it and then send it out into the other room. It was so cool.
Yeah. My poor wife is going to have to deal with this now. Sorry. That sounds awesome. Yeah, I think I'm going to look into this a little bit more. Model trains, I remember once as a little kid, I don't remember what the actual scenario, I think it was like there was a house across the street that like everyone like moved out in a huff or something, some horrible thing, and there, my brother and I just went in there, and there like it was abandoned for like a month, and there was just a big box of tracks and trains and stuff, and we brought it home and put it together, and then eventually just lost every piece and just threw it away and all that.
So. just ransacking a house to get the model train.
Yeah,
very good.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were a couple of ne'er-do-wells, a couple of diggers, and
okay.
Let's do a post from next week's episode. Found this thread in the Model Railroader subforum on trains.com, the number one online destination for train enthusiasts. User James Baker asked this, how many of you out there have been divorced and your wife fought to get your layout when she didn't want anything to do it in the first place? User Lothar said, I'm happily divorced, and she wanted nothing to do with the trains at before or after. There's a story about a guy who was getting divorced. His wife and her new boyfriend went into his house while he was at work and smashed every single train he had. Destroyed the whole layout. I would have killed her.
It's something tells me there's going to be a lot, a lot of that going forward.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and like gardening, it's also there's just a bunch of old-timers online that talk about it. So you're going to have some of those guys. I looked up a couple of the forums I looked at. There was like several announcements for members dying. So we're going to... And before we get to our next part, I would like to say that the model trains was actually chosen by a listener. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that listener...
Uh-huh. Is some a name that we're going to say right at the end of this sentence. Absolutely no problem as we're getting ready. It's a great name.
It was Chris.
Chris.
Chris. Chris bought this topic in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do the same thing if you want to go over to storeenvy.com/report this.
No. How? It's just not that, and it's never been that.
Report this post on storeenvy.com. And you can purchase your own topic.
Yes.
And have yourself a good old time making us research stuff.
You can also just go to reportthispost.com. There's a little banner there that says choose an episode topic. You click on that. Takes you right there.
Folks, that's storedonkey.com / report this post.
Now, Donkey, were there any posts this week that made you say...
This ain't itchy. If this shit sucks, why'd you post this direct message? This ain't itchy. Kill yourself.
Yes, sir. So, as we mentioned earlier, there's a bunch of stuff going online about the stock market and stocks and
stonks.
Stonks. Woo, yeah. So, Human Milkshake Gwen Snyder had something to say about all of that. She tweeted this out. The issue with our Wall Street bets isn't that they're Nazis, and she spelled their, T-H-E-I-R, sweet, which is wrong. And then, even though they're accelerationist Nazis are thrilled at anything that destabilizes the current order and especially the supposedly Jewish financial order, it's that they're a right-inflicted, casually revolutionary bro culture like 4chan.
Mm, sure.
Sure thing, Gwen. Well, somebody shared a screenshot of that along with a screenshot of one of her Patreon goals.
Mm.
$800 a month would help fund the time and equipment I'd need to begin producing a podcast. She somehow has gotten $477.90, really weird, towards that goal. Here's another one of them. $5,000 a month would make this a really long-term and sustainable way to make a living. Sure would.
You're right.
That's more money than I make a month, so...
That would be cool, yeah. You're right. No doubt about that, but are you going to get that? No.
No way. So, saw that whole little tableau and also thought about what that woman looks like and said to myself, this ain't it, chief.
So she needs $800 a month minimum to even begin
to even
producing
start.
A podcast.
Yeah, even put her foot in the door. It's got to be a big door.
Folks, my God, that's horrible. I would never say such a thing about the lovely Gwen Snyder, who's a wonderful, wonderful gal who's been featured on the show many times already.
Friend of the show.
Due to her unbelievably stupid brain. Now, Christian, did anyone call into our voicemail 904-468-POST to leave their own This Ain't It Chief
for
us to listen to on the show?
Yes, sir.
Today.
And actually, this is a circle back to last week's episode because the person who called in for this week's This Ain't It Chief is Nathan, who chose last week's episode of My Little Pony.
Nice.
So isn't that fun? Let's hear what Nathan has to say here on the old voicemail.
Hello, sirs. This is Nathan at Pusketeer. Thank you for the wonderful Bronies episode. At any rate, I have a This Ain't It, Chief, for you. This comes from an account called The Oval Poffice. Yeah, I know you're going to love this one. The tweet goes, our dad, at POTUS, just signed his executive action paw dressing hashtag racial equity, so we feel it's the perfect time to point out that breed equity and fur color justice are the very first principles we meow-woofed in the hashtag Constitution of the United Pets and Wildlife of America paw emoji. Mm. And attached to this is a picture which says, the Constitution. We the pets of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, established mixed breed equity and fur color justice, ensure domestic and wild treatquility, provide for the common paw protection, paw moat the animal welfare, rescue and adoption, and secure the blessings of liberty of nom noms to ourselves and our progenies. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United Pets and Wildlife of America. So yeah, I saw that and I said, shut the fuck up about 500 times. All the while thinking to myself, this ain't it, Chief.
Thank you, Nathan, for calling that one in.
Yeah.
We've gone from a president who would openly mock disabled people to a president who puts together little slideshows that would make second graders sad to see.
Do you remember the DSA dog thing from like 2 years ago? Yeah. It was the same exact thing. So, you know, who's to say the moderates can't take some cues from leftists? You know, I think that's what we got here.
And of course, you have people quoting like, "This is everything."
Yeah,
and thank God there's a cat in the White House. Finally, a cat in the White House.
Yeah, and thanks again to Nathan, who probably found that when he was looking for any sort of animal-related posts, since he loves to fuck ponies, from what I remember.
Okay.
User Plong Plong Zero went to our Suicide Watch to say this. I'm overdosing again. Goodbye, retards. And user Vent Account Sad responded, please don't. Also, don't use the R word. It doesn't matter who it offends, it's a slur. You can reclaim it and use it, but you shouldn't call people to slur unless they're okay with it. In this case, it's to an audience of unknown people. It's not okay. Gonna guess, not the most important thing that guy needed to read at this.
Hey, this moment. I know you're having a rough one, but can you kind of take a minute to think of other people's feelings when you say the R word?
Scolding someone on their future posting behavior when they're saying they're going to kill themselves right now is very funny to me, and it made me say this ain't it, Chief. Folks, head on over to patreon.com/reportthispost to upgrade your membership so you can choose a topic. You can get a drawing. That's it. You can also go to reportthispost.com where you can find the portal to everything that we have, including the choose a topic.
Portal, jeez.
It's the interactive portal which you can leverage into further interactions with our brand. The reportthispost.com, folks. At reportthispost, all the shit that you can find. What the hell else is going on?
Boy, you know, that's probably the sum total of it right now. Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Bye.